So you and your husband are in an intercultural mixed race marriage. I'm wondering if your different family backgrounds had any influence. How did that play a role in influencing your outlook on what work and family balance should look like?
That's a great question. So I'm Chinese American. My husband is actually half Turkish and half Jewish. So we, on the one hand, come from fairly different backgrounds. On the other hand, we both come from immigrant families. And so I think we both shared this sense of recognizing that our parents had really sacrificed for us and that we wanted to make the most of that opportunity. And so I think that's why we both tend a little bit toward workaholism, Ned even more so than me, just because of that desire to really pursue whatever opportunity and to make the most of it that we can. In terms of our outlook on balancing work with family, I think my parents were definitely on the more conventional side.
And
And
conventional meaning like the way they distributed the work, like housework and earning an income, or is that the description you would use?
yes, my mom was a stay-at-home mom for most of my childhood. My dad was the one who went out to work, and he, for the most part, worked a regular 9 to 5. He was an engineer. And so I think the idea of doing a startup, when I heard that that was what Ned wanted to do, and we were already engaged at that point, it was a little bit terrifying to me. And I didn't fully know what that would entail, what the risks would look like, and whether or not that would impact me and how that would affect our marriage and our family. And it's because of not knowing that those questions that I think we had the challenges that we did, because we weren't fully prepared for what we were getting into. And Ned, I think personality-wise, was just much more open to the experience. And his dad, I think, had a bit of an entrepreneurial bug himself, even though as an immigrant, he didn't necessarily have the chance to do his own business. But I think Ned saw that desire in his dad, and it was something that was really appealing to him.
Wow, that's really interesting. I think, I don't know if this was in your family background or experience, but I know that when I was growing up, there were periods of time when my father had a job opportunity and he would go out of town for prolonged periods of time. And I had other friends whose, and it was always the dad, it was never the mom. It was the dad would maybe, because of job loss or something, he would move to a less desirable place, and the rest of the family, the mother and the kids, would stay behind, I guess, so they could go, to the same schools, or live in a place that was more comfortable or anything like that. And was that ever an option when you were going through this with Ned, trying to decide, you've moved to different places like China and Kenya, and how did you approach that?
Yeah, we looked at that as an option for sure, both times. In 2008, we went to China, and in 2016, we went to Kenya with our 4-year-old son. And we recognized that it just wasn't going to work for us if we were going to spend that much time apart. So it was always our commitment to live in the same city and live ideally in the same house together. But there was the question of if we stayed here in the US and Ned traveled a lot instead of us moving abroad, what would that look like? And the answer was almost always, he would have to be traveling half the time or more. And even when he travels 25, 30% of the time, that already really takes a toll on our relationship. We have a much harder time reconnecting every time he comes back. And certainly once kids are in the mix, it gets even more complicated. And so it became a priority for us of, even if it requires a lot of sacrifice from one or the other, we're going to stay together. Ned had some business school classmates who tried to do that, where one, went to Stanford to do their degree, and then the other stayed put wherever they were. And a lot of times those marriages fell apart because I think there's nothing that can replace that time that you have together, that shared experience of living life together. Once you start going down a path where you guys are headed in different directions or even living parallel lives, I think you're really at risk of that becoming the permanent state of your relationship, that you never are able to find your way back to one another.